first, let's take a look at our headlines.
Díaz Canel calls for closer relationship between culture and media.
Cuba and Canada hold fourth round of talks on migration in Ottawa.
Venezuela promotes sustainable local economy to counteract U.S. blockade.
Donald Trump launches new Pentagon command for space warfare.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel has made an appeal for greater efficiency in relations between culture and media. This during a meeting where the implementation of the institutional and social communications policy of the Ministry of Culture was analyzed. The presidency website said that during the encounter, Díaz-Canel emphasized as a fundamental element the presence in social media and in all the social communications media of the thought and the work by Cuban artists, of creators giving essences of content to face the media perversity that tries to undermine the island's identity. Quote, efforts have been made, but we have to ensure that the best of Cuban art is, for example, on YouTube, because that's where people go for audiovisuals. That's where the best musicals, the best animations, the best movies, the best documentaries have to be. The cultural wealth of our country is what distinguishes us, he said.
The fourth round of migration talks between Cuba and Canada concluded in Ottawa on Thursday. The two-day meeting was chaired by Ernesto Cerveron Guzman, General Director of Consular Affairs and Cuban Residents Abroad of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, and Kathy Thompson, Vice President of the Canada Border Service Agency. According to the Cuban Foreign Ministry website, migration flow between Cuba and Canada was assessed during the sessions, and negotiations continued in light of the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on migratory matters. Both parties reiterated the willingness and commitment of their respective governments to take joint action to ensure a regular, organized, and safe migration flow between Cuba and Canada, and increase bilateral cooperation in the fight against illegal trafficking of migrants and human trafficking.
Venezuela's Vice President of Planning and Development, Ricardo Menéndez, stressed Wednesday that the government will, quote, redouble its efforts to guarantee the protection of the population through the, quote, Plan of the Homeland 2019-2025 and the objectives of the UN 2030 agenda. Quote, Venezuela will take a leap forward. All the sustainable development goals set by the United Nations system by 2030, we will reach them by 2025. And if they plan to continue attacking the food plans, we will strengthen the popular distribution systems and the local supply and production committee. Menéndez stated in the 16th Conference of Ministers and Chiefs of Planning of Latin America and the Caribbean held in Uruguay. The Venezuelan representative denounced the economic blockade unilaterally imposed by the United States as the main culprit for the current situation the country faces. In his intervention, Menéndez explained that foreign banks have blocked more than US $5 billion of Venezuelan assets, and the country has lost almost $125 billion, which impedes the purchase of mainly medicine and food.
U.S. President Donald Trump has established a new Pentagon command dedicated to warfare in space. Washington considers China and Russia to be its rivals in the new military frontier. This is a landmark day, one that recognizes the centrality of space to America's security and defense, Trump said in a White House ceremony on Thursday. Spacecom will ensure that America's dominance in space is never threatened, he said. The Space Command will be responsible for planning and carrying out space operations. It is a new organizational structure within the Pentagon that will have overall control of military space operations. It will have 87 units as its launch with abilities including missile warning, satellite operations, space control, and space support.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. We're also broadcasting on the FM radio here in Havana at 102.5 FM. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Gerwin Jones.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Parilla on Thursday condemned Venezuela's exclusion from a meeting scheduled for the next few days that will address the ecological crisis suffered by the Amazon region as a result of the forest fires. Quote, "The call for a meeting of Amazonian countries that excludes Venezuela is a vulgar politicization of the current ecological crisis. The fire does not understand political differences nor the lungs. The cooperation of all Amazonian countries is essential," said the foreign minister in Twitter. The presidents of Peru, Martin Vizcarra, and Colombia, Ivan Duque, announced on Wednesday that they will convene an urgent meeting of the leaders of the countries that share the Amazon, a proposal supported by Brazil's Jair Bolsonaro. The meeting takes place weeks after the devastating fires that consume a large part of the Amazon rainforest, especially in Brazil, began.
British Columbia solidarity activists staged a protest in the UK capital on Thursday against the U.S. oil company ExxonMobil, which sued two Cuban companies after President Donald Trump implemented Title III of the Helms-Burton Act in May. The activists demanded ExxonMobil's execution of Title III is Vogel extortion. Stop the blockade of Cuba now. They protested in front of a gas station of the Esso company, commercial subsidiary of the U.S. Transnational, in the luxurious London neighborhood of Mayfair. The protest called by the Green Anti-Capitalist Front and the Revolutionary Communist Group saw Cuban flags and placards briefly blocking access to fuel pumps while flyers were handed out to passers-by, explaining the reason for the protest.
The opposition Labour Party says it would trigger an emergency debate in Parliament next week to try to stop Prime Minister Boris Johnson from taking Britain out of the European Union without a withdrawal deal. The British Queen approved Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plea of suspending Parliament from early September to October the 14th. Johnson moved to limit Parliament's opportunity to stop Brexit by cutting the amount of time it sits between now and EU exit day on October the 31st, infuriating opponents who accused him of leading a very British coup. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said that as soon as Parliament returns from its summer break on Tuesday, his party would initiate a process to legislate against a no-deal Brexit that he said would be damaging for jobs and the economy. Meanwhile, citizens took to the streets in large numbers, blocking the whole of Parliament Square to protest this latest move by Johnson. A public petition against Johnson's suspension of Parliament passed the 1 million signature milestone within 24 hours of being online. Along with London, protests took place in Manchester, Liverpool, and Edinburgh.
In Colombia, the Special Jurisdiction for Peace reported Thursday that those members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia People's Army, FARC-EP, who decide to take up arms will lose the benefits established by the peace agreement signed in Havana in 2016. The president of the JEP, Patricia Linares, indicated at a press conference in Bogota that the news of rearmament of some ex-combatants of the FARC-EP is a serious fact for the peace process in Colombia. Linares said that if the FARC-EP retakes its weapons, it loses all the benefits that were framed in the peace agreement. The official said that the recognition chamber and the appeal section of the JEP began the process to expel Ivan Marcos, Jesus Santrich, El Paisa, and other ex-combatants who took up weapons from the comprehensive system of truth, justice, and reparation.
In news from the Mediterranean, an Italian humanitarian boat rescued 100 migrants, including 22 children, on Wednesday off the coast of Libya. The migrants were drifting in a rubber dinghy that was already beginning to deflate. The rescue boat was operated by the charity group Mediterranean Saving Humans. Italy's outgoing Interior Minister Matteo Salvini recently signed a decree banning the rescue ship from entering Italian waters. The rescue came a day after about 40 migrants died when their boat capsized off the coast of Libya. About 900 migrants have died this year in the Mediterranean en route to Europe.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Díaz-Canel calls for closer relationship between culture and media.
Cuba and Canada hold fourth round of talks on migration in Ottawa.
Venezuela promotes sustainable local economy to counteract U.S. blockade.
Donald Trump launches new Pentagon Command for space warfare.